Today's Froggy 99.9, number one for new country. And as we do every Friday, check in with Nell Minow, the movie mom, brought to you by The Village Inn with three Fargo-Moorhead locations. And now we've got another sequel to talk about this weekend.
We do. It is Think Like a Man 2. Now, the first one was inspired by a nonfiction book by talk show host and comedian Steve Harvey that had some pretty good things to say about male-female relationships and expectations. The movie was based off of that and had a little bit of seriousness along with the romantic comedy. This one, no way. They've just jettisoned any kind of seriousness whatsoever, and it's just pure silly fun as you've got six of the most attractive people in the planet going off to Las Vegas for a prenuptial celebration followed by a wedding. Nothing can go wrong, right?
Never does in Las Vegas.
Yeah, of course. So everything goes wrong. Everything goes wrong. There's a musical number to the old Belle Biv DeVoe song, Poison. That's very funny. There's a night in jail. There's a makeover. There are misunderstandings and misconnections and a lot of partying and a lot of happily ever after. I think my one complaint about this film, which is very entertaining, is that Kevin Hart became a big box office draw. He had two major hits at the beginning part of 2014, and now he's got a third movie already. There's a lot too much Kevin Hart. He can make sort of funny things funny, but he can't make not funny things funny. And his character gets so obnoxious in this that, you know, he was an annoyance.
Well, it sounds like if somebody just needs to take a break and just forget about life for a while, that's a good option.
Yeah, it's just a good, silly fun, particularly a night out with the girls, I think would be a fun one for that. We also have Jersey Boys, based on the real-life story of one of the most successful pop groups of all time, the Four Seasons, and the Broadway show that won two Tony Awards, actually. The story is really interesting about how these guys from a very hard-scrabble community in New Jersey, surrounded by mobsters, kind of pulled it together and became incredibly successful. Directed by Clint Eastwood, too much about the kind of the fights between the members of the group and not enough about the music. The guy who steals the show is Christopher Walken as the sweetest and most twinkly-eyed gangster you are ever going to see in a movie. He's so cuddly and warm that he cries when the Four Seasons sing a song about mom.
Well, that sounds like the price of a ticket right there for me.
That's right. So that's a lot of fun. Cool. It's rated R just for the very, very bad New Jersey language. So I enjoyed that mostly because of the music. And the musical number at the very end of the movie, you're like, really? Why couldn't you do this all the way through? Now, I did totally love The Lego Movie, one of the best family films ever. And it's out on DVD and Blu-ray this week. You want to get it on Blu-ray, you want to own it, because you're going to be watching it a lot. And also, Wes Anderson's film, The Grand Budapest Hotel, is out on DVD this week. Next week, guess what? Another sequel! Transformers. But this time it's got a whole new cast, including Mark Wahlberg, and that's always good news.
Movie reviews from a parent's perspective. It's Nell Minow, the movie mom, every Friday, brought to you by The Village Inn, with three Fargo-Moorhead locations.